It's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. With till 11 o'clock tonight, Patty takes over at 11. Well, a new brewery in Chicago is bringing European flavors and styles to the craft beer scene here. Dovetail Brewery hails from the north side of town, and even though both of the guys are from here, they met in Munich. Yep. And they create their beer with the same craftsmanship found in woodworking. Not that it tastes like wood, but the idea of bringing craftsmanship back to craft beer. But the goal is to bring Chicago the same small, family-run breweries that can be found all over Europe. Dovetail Brewery was just named one of the best new craft breweries in America by 10 Best and by Beer Advocate magazine, and they are in studio with me tonight, the two guys behind Dovetail, Hagen Dost and Bill Wesselink. Hagen, great to see you. Bill, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as
Thanks
well.
Thanks for having us, Justin.
This is great, you guys. Congratulations on your success. I mean, this is really taking off. I mean, you're in the beer industry, the craft beer industry right now. You can't really throw a stone without an article about you guys being on the scene. Talk about that. Talk about let's talk about the origin story of this. I mean, you guys met in Munich. What were you doing in Munich?
Well, we were in beer school, which is as wonderful as it sounds. we're actually both certified master brewers. I was taking the class piece by piece. It's the class or the beer school is actually a cooperative arrangement between a school here called the Siebel Institute.
Okay.
It's the oldest brewing school in America, and the Damen's Academy in Munich, which is one of three brewing schools in Germany. I was taking the class piece by piece, and my Munich portion of the class coincided with Bill's Munich portion of the class. And then we got to hanging out and doing.
You guys are in Munich going, hey, yeah. Chicago.
We like to do a lot of research together.
After class, we found out
we like drinking together.
When you talk about the Munich portion of the class, what's different? I mean, what about the Munich program inspires what you guys are doing with Dovetail?
So in Munich, it just seems like the course was more intense. Really got down to the brass tacks of brewing beer and the technology behind that. I think that really drove what we are doing at Dovetail is bringing that tradition of brewing beers in a certain way to Chicago.
Well, I kind of mentioned it about you guys are kind of really, really talk about the continental Europe style of brewing and beer. What does that mean? You know, like for me as someone who loves beer but not really specifically into the technical side of making beer, what does it mean that you're specializing in the European style of brewing?
So we usually say that we do continental European styles. So we don't do IPAs. And it's not that we don't like IPAs. India Pale
Ale. IPAs are delicious.
They're wonderful. There are a lot of great IPAs made in this city. We just felt that we feel that the beer world is big, and that there are certain beers that are and beer styles that are overlooked right now in craft beer, and some of them take very traditional methods to bring them to their highest level of quality. And that's what we try to do. So we brought some of these methods back with us that you'd find only at, say, small family-run breweries like in the middle of Bavaria or in parts of Belgium.
What kind of beer are we talking about? This is like Hefeweizen kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, Hefeweizens, lagers.
Is that how you say it, Hefeweizen?
Hefeweizen, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, see, Hefeweizen. Right away I'm learning. We're learning. Yeah. I would have said Hefeweizen. I feel like I say it all the time.
Yeah, and
Hefeweizen, perfect. Okay. No, I'm wrong. Now I feel
Hefe,
like I got it. Hefe.
Hefe is yeast in German. Weizen is wheat. It's a wheat beer.
I love it.
That has a little cloudiness due to the yeast.
I feel like I'm not pretentious enough with my beer ordering when I go anywhere.
You shouldn't be.
I feel like I can.
There's too
I can
much
bring
pretentiousness.
Them
keep beer simple.
What do you got in the Hefeweizen? Right? Yeah. Kind of works out.
Hopefully it's a Dovetail.
Dovetails.
We got a Dovetails for you.
We got a Dovetail. What else are you guys making? So the
Hefeweizen we make, our flagship is a lager. Just a nice, easy drinking beer. Low alcohol, so you can have two, three, or four of them.
You got some here.
And we got some here.
Oh, look at that.
Fresh.
Nice use of the microphone. Yeah.
And then our another flagship is a Rauch beer, which is a smoked lager.
It was a beautiful pronunciation, by the way.
Thank you. I'm learning. I'm not a fluent German speaker like Hagen
thank
is.
Thank you.
And so my German is sometimes poor, but that was, I think that was a good one. So that's a German smoked beer that.
So is most of the stuff when we talk about European beer? And you guys say continental European. Is it mostly German? I mean, German seems to be the country that is most synonymous with beer.
Well, right. So we studied in Germany. Hagen's German. Since we had the studies, we kind of felt that we should open up with these styles. I'm Dutch and Danish is my heritage. So in the future, we'll have Dutch beers. What those are is kind of yet to be understood, but you know, but we also make a our fourth flagship is a Belgian style, 100% spontaneous fermented beer, lambic or lambic style of beer, which takes 2.5 years to make.
Oh my!
And so, you know, bringing that right from the beginning, we had to say we're more continental European than just a German brewery.
Right.
So like German, Czech, Belgian, others. We made a Polish beer last summer that. It's a style of beer that was very popular in Poland called the Grodziskie that kind of died out.
That's a
nice
pronunciation, too.
Yeah, thank you. Learned that from some of our patrons.
Haagen-Dazs and Bill Wesselink in studio, they're the guys behind Dovetail Brewery here in Chicago, up on the north side of town. You know, it's interesting that Chicago has become such a beer town. And I mean, it always has been. You know, we've had this conversation on the show about some of the early days of Schlitz and other beer. I mean, it's always sort of been part of the fabric of what this town is. But it has had a resurgence in the last decade, five years, really, when it comes to craft beer. We see with Revolution and Half Acre and Lagunitas and just sort of like even the idea of Lagunitas coming here from a different place to set up shop. When you talk about the beer community, does that help guys like you? I mean, as you're sort of the upstart, the new guys, you're the ones that are getting the attention. Does it help that you're attached now to a very sort of well-known American craft beer scene?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the great things about the craft beer industry is that everybody is friendly, friends with each other, helps each other out. We actually have a neighbor brewery about 200 feet from us named Beguile, and we've gotten to be great friends with them. And we help each other out. Like if our forklift goes down, we can run over and borrow theirs, and vice versa. And you find that multiplied throughout the entire industry.
How do you keep yourself? I mean, because you guys are on the north side of Chicago, you're over on Ravenswood. I mean, there's going to be at a certain point growth issues. If you're successful as a brewery, you're going to have to figure out where you're going to brew the beer, right? Talk about that. I mean, as we've had these conversations with other breweries in town where you have to start thinking about, you know, production and how you do this, especially if you get some buzz and you guys are having that experience right now. How does Dovetail grow in the city of Chicago?
So I think one thing that we planned early on is that breweries tend to start off small and then they maximize their space and then they have to move.
Right.
So one thing Hagen and I did is that we planned that in. So we secured a much larger building in order to expand and stay in our location for a longer time. True that maybe that in 10 or 20 years we'll have to, or shorter maybe if things go our way, make a bigger brewery. Right. But we always wanted to have that core of the place that we started to always remain. And so we built it into our plan to allow our expansion to happen within the space at Ravenswood. For the foreseeable future.
Are you the kind of guy, I mean, I think about this because, you know, you go into a Whole Foods, right? And you go to the beer section and you see so many different options, right? on the craft beer options that are local, craft beer options that are coming in from other places. But you really see, and most of the time when you go over there and you go to the beer section there, there's seven or eight people that are in front of it doing the same to picking something up. I mean, talk about the experience for you guys to be able to get Dovetail out of just people being a destination to go to the brewery and to get into the game where you're mass produced, where you're in a position where Dovetail is on the shelf next to every single beer that Americans know.
So that part, you know, that part of the puzzle is actually a few years away for us, because we've started with draft only, and so our challenge is to get into bars and restaurants around. And it's a little bit easier for us to manage because we do everything. We're the brewers, we are the janitors, the receptionist. You know,
is it something to think about? I mean, let's put aside the shelf for a second.
Yep.
Getting into bars and restaurants, that game. Mm. I mean, you guys are brewers. You went to school. You went to Munich.
Yep.
How much of that is trial by fire, trying to figure out how to get into restaurants, deal with distributors, try to get Dovetail in front of an audience?
Well, we did a lot of talking. You know, we took our time creating this brewery, and we did a lot of talking to bar owners, restaurant owners, distributors in the lead up to this to just kind of dive into. You know, the way that they think, you know, and it's not like we came up with this idea to do, you know, continental European style, on a whim, talking from them. We knew we wanted to do this, but as we talked to people, it became a stronger and stronger idea. Because, there's a lot of noise in the craft beer.
Right.
Seen these days,
a lot of competition, right?
There's a lot of competition, and there are a lot of people kind of doing the same thing. So we decided, you know, when everyone was going right, we went left, and just, you know, it goes down to kind of the way we make our beer too. We use methods that most other people don't use, and some methods that have been abandoned over the last century. We've brought back because we feel that we get better quality.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, a lot of, you know, being able to stand out in a crowded field of craft beer, which Dovetail is doing, is about being different and also, you know, doing something that isn't done, you know, in mass production. But at the end of the day, you know, getting yourself in the restaurants and the bars and on the shelves or whatever, I mean, that's sort of always a brewery's dream, right? That's the way where you want to be at the end of the day. You know, for you guys, are you learning how that works? I mean, I'm intrigued by it because I don't know anything about it. I mean, is it relationship with bar owners? Is it relationship with distributors? You got to be with the right company. There's so many things about Chicago.
Yep.
You know, I've had this conversation a couple times with different distributors who are like, you know, this town kind of works in its own way when it comes to getting stuff in stores or in restaurants. I mean, as independent businessmen, but also, you know, people who have a passion for the actual craft beer part of it. Is it challenging to do, like, to think about the relationships and things like that?
You know, it is challenging. You know, every time I walk into a bar or restaurant that serves our beer, it's just that magical moment of seeing our brand, you know, being poured and people enjoying that. But it's like Hagen said, where, you know, everyone's going right, we went left. And I think that helps us to enter into different bars and restaurants because we're making a product that is just an easy drinking beer that people are very familiar with, but it's different, and so they can drink that beer, and it's a different choice from everyone else. You know, it's an easy drinking beer. It's not you know, in your face with the hops or the alcohol, more malt forward, and so I think that helps drive the sales into those bars and restaurants and helps us give. You know, the drinkers in Chicago, different choice.
What can you do as an independent brewery, as someone who wants to attract a loyal following? What are some of the things you can do as a brewery outside of just getting the product on tap? I mean, you guys have to come up with.
I mean, it all starts. It all starts with delicious product, right? You can't not in this environment. You can't afford to have a product that is not delicious.
Yeah,
you know,
and consistent.
And there's but yeah, there are other things you can do, like, you know, I don't know. I guess there's the whole social media aspect that we are not good at all. But we
but we got really good people doing it.
We've got a wonderful person who does it for us, and she does it. She does a great job.
Yeah, man, you gotta have it. Well, it's a fascinating world. I mean, I first of all, congratulations on your success. I mean, this is to read today and just go through the stuff that has been printed about you guys and the company that you're in. You know, the Beer Advocate magazine talking about the 30 best, you know, new breweries in America. I mean, we're talking all over. And to have you guys be the representative of Chicago. Dovetail Brewery is on the north side of Chicago. It's at Ravenswood and Belle Plaine is the brewery. You can find them in bars and restaurants around Chaicago. In studio tonight with me, Hagen Dost and Bill Wesselink. Guys, congrats. And you got to come back in and tell us how it's going when you guys do get it up on the shelf and, you know, get it up and you know, get in front of Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You let me know.
Thanks.
We'll talk about the origin story of that. I appreciate you guys coming in. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you
so much.